court giveth, the court taketh. The U.S. Supreme Court is ultimately a political body, which makes decisions based upon the politics of its majority. Rarely is it spoken of thusly, but it is what it is. The last few days of its most recent term has shown this to be so. It has ever been so. Perhaps the hottest cases of the year were the same-sex marriage cases, an affirmative action case, and the Voting Rights Act case. One case was tossed out and sent back down to lower courts to grapple with. The same-sex cases involving DOMA, or the Defense of Marriage Act, and Proposition 8, a referendum from California which sought to invalidate such marriages, were narrowly decided, essentially, by one justice writing for 5-4 majorities. In fact, the same justice, Anthony Kennedy, formed the majority in both major cases, approving rights for one class and restricting it in another. Thus, as the swing vote, Kennedy has inherited the cherished role once held by retired Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. Why one and not the other? Simple. One is the fruit of a growing, passionate social movement. The other, a movement in decline. And guess what? Movements matter. We should be wary of politics, for it is a wind that blows both ways. DOMA didn't become unconstitutional when 5 judges called it so. It was unconstitutional the day President William Jefferson Clinton signed it into law in 1996. And he, a constitutional law professor, knew it before the ink dried. But in 96, Clinton was running for re-election, just as House Republicans were gearing up to blast him. So, he made a political decision. When Barack Obama came in, he, a constitutional law professor, upheld and defended DOMA until his administration bowed to pressure from gay rights activists and his people switched. Meanwhile, black civil rights folks, older, settled, in positions of prominence and influence, ignored the power of protest. Few demonstrations were mobilized. It was virtually quiet. Politics means far more than a voting booth. It means protest, agitation, and activism. One side got active. Guess which side won? From imprisoned nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.